Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating self-awareness through journaling and reflection. Now, I know what you're thinking. Journaling, isn't that just for, poets and therapists? Well, trust me, it's so much more than that. Think of it as a direct line to your inner world, a chance to really get to know yourself on a deeper level. And let's be real. In today's crazy world, knowing ourselves better than ever is kind of essential, right? So, strap in, grab your favorite notebook or even just a notepad on your phone because we're about to unlock some serious self-awareness magic. First up, why is self-awareness even important? Ever felt like you're going through the motions but not really living? Like you're on autopilot and missing out on the beauty of the present moment? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's about understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, and reactions, basically becoming your own best friend. You know that feeling when you finally figure out why you always get stressed before a presentation? Then, self-awareness in action. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that self-awareness muscle. 1. Embrace the power of introspection. Seriously, take some time each day to just check in with yourself. What are you feeling right now? What's on your mind? Don't judge those thoughts or feelings, just observe them like a curious scientist. It's like hitting the pause button on life and getting a mental snapshot. 2. Journaling. Your secret weapon. Think of journaling as a conversation with yourself, an unfiltered space to pour out your thoughts and emotions. Don't worry about grammar or making it sound perfect just right. Whether you're brainstorming solutions to a problem or processing a tough experience, putting things on paper can be incredibly liberating. Remember that scene in the notebook where Noah writes, "I'll eat those heartfelt letters." Talk about powerful self-expression. 3. Reflect on your reactions. Pay attention to how you react to different situations. When do you feel calm and collected? When do you get flustered or defensive? Understanding your triggers can help you navigate challenging situations with more grace and awareness. It's like having an insider guide to your own emotional landscape. 4. Seek feedback from others. We all have blind spots, right? Asking trusted friends or family members for honest feedback can offer valuable insights into how we're perceived by others. Don't be afraid to ask questions like, "What do you notice about my communication style?" or "How do I come across in stressful situations?" Remember, genuine feedback is a gift that helps us grow and become more self-aware. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take those moments throughout the day to simply observe your surroundings without judgment. Notice the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Engage your senses fully. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and grounding yourself in a present moment. Think about that time you were super stressed out about a deadline, right? You know, that feeling of your stomach doing flip-flops and your brain going into overdrive. Well, what if I told you that self-awareness could have helped you navigate that situation with more ease? Instead of freaking out, imagine taking a few deep breaths, acknowledging those anxious feelings, and reminding yourself that you've handled tough deadlines before. Then, you just transform stress into power. Self-awareness isn't about becoming some super zen master overnight. It's a journey, a continuous process of learning and growth. So, be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and remember, the more you know yourself, the more confident and empowered you become. So, what are you waiting for? Grab that notebook, jot down those thoughts, reflect on your reactions, and take that first step towards becoming your most authentic self. Share your experiences with me, I'm always here to chat. And remember, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.